Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my new book that's now available on Amazon. It's called Regain Your Power. It's all tips about how to keep your power, whether you're in a relationship or you're single, things to do, and you'd be surprised how power really affects how your relationship will be, whether you'll be happy. If you're having issues with your significant other, it will give you a lot of tips on how to regain your power to help you be happier in your relationships or if you're single. So check out the link in my podcast description. It's now available on Amazon. It's only $2.99, so it's affordable. And I hope you enjoy it. Hi everybody, it's Yaz. Good evening. Tonight I'm going to podcast on the silent treatment and how to deal with it. When your partner gives you the silent treatment, or it could be anybody in your life gives you the silent treatment, I'm sure we've all encountered this where we knew somebody, it could be a friend, it could be a coworker, they've given you the silent treatment. But I'm going to primarily focus on more of the relationship aspect with your partner. Now, a lot of times when couples fight, okay, they have different ways of fighting, all right? Some couples may yell and scream. And then there's a case where when a couple has a conflict, where they have a disagreement, one of the parties may give the other party the silent treatment, okay? And what they're doing is, it could be two things that they're doing. Sometimes when you get into a heated argument with your partner, the other person has to leave the room or walk away or is not talking to you because they don't want to escalate the situation and make it worse and maybe say something that they shouldn't. So it's considered more of a cooling off period. That's not as much a factor as the other scenario, where when somebody's giving you the silent treatment and it's a form of emotional abuse, what they're doing is they're trying to manipulate you to break you down. It's a control mechanism, okay? It's a way of them to control you so that you do what they want you to do and meet their demands in whatever they're asking for. So if you have an argument with somebody, they could stop talking to you, stop texting. The thing is, you want to stay in control. You want to stay calm. You don't want to yell and scream and get all emotional. I mean, I know that we all, you know, have our boiling points and may want to just, you know, snap and start yelling or get angry at somebody, but you have to stay in control and stay calm. When somebody is giving you the silent treatment, you have to stay calm. What I recommend is that you try to talk to the person very calmly about the argument. If they totally shut you off and are not responding or give you little yes, no answers and walk away and really, really are trying to break you down, what you do is you don't beg. Because when you beg, you're making them have more control and more power over you. And if you do that, I can guarantee you they will continue this pattern of abuse. So do not beg. Do not get angry. Do not go on and on and on about it. Now, if you think back on the argument and, you know, you have to have a fair view of the argument. If you were wrong, maybe acknowledge that you were wrong very calmly and try to talk to the person. If the person does not want to hear it and they're still giving you the silent treatment, you have to just let them be and do not beg them. Let them be and you go about your life and do what you have to do till the person warms up a little bit. Now, if they're just doing this because they're doing it just as a regular thing, like a narcissist, this is a common way that narcissists do to try to hurt the person they're in a relationship with is the silent treatment, okay? They're trying to break that person down. It's all about control. You cannot give that person the control. Let's say you were supposed to meet your partner at a restaurant. And let's say that you were 20 minutes late, you hit traffic, or for whatever reason you were late, and you get to that restaurant and your partner is not talking to you, and they really feel that they're gonna pay you back for, you know, making it inconvenient for them, or maybe they felt you should have left early, or they're just not happy about something. Their way of hurting you is through the silent treatment. Do not beg that person. You have to hold yourself. You have to show them that they're not getting to you. If you're in the wrong, then acknowledge that you're in the wrong. Simply apologize if you did something wrong. Always do what's right, okay? And the thing is, you can acknowledge if you're wrong. If you're not wrong and the person's just being nitpicky and the person's just trying to get control over you, do not show them that what they're doing is affecting you. You have to kind of show them that, you know what, you're still going to be okay and you're still going to do what you have to do in your everyday life. The person that holds out the longest is the person that wins. And it's unfortunate. And with a lot of couples today, there's a lot of silent wars where they could go a couple hours, a couple days, a couple weeks without talking. All right. And if you find that you're in a situation like that, where your partner just won't talk to you all the time, and it's a common thing, what you need to do is you need to address it in a calm manner. You know,
look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Don't be confrontational at all. And if they're really not receptive to you, you know, you have to just kind of let them know, you know, maybe you need to go to therapy. You could try to go to couples therapy. That may work. It may not work. Especially if the other party is not really willing to change, you know. The other thing is, you know, you have to say to yourself, if it's not going to work, is this a relationship that you want to be in, that every time you have an argument with somebody, that they're going to shut you down and they're going to, you know, not talk to you and give you that form of emotional abuse, all right? But the big thing is, you definitely do not want to start yelling and screaming at them. You do not want to beg them, because you're showing that they're getting to you. They're breaking you down, and you do not want to give them the power. See, it's always about power, all right? If they can't compromise with you, if you can't approach the subject and try to explain to them, you know, I would like to talk to you about what, you know, just happened here, and they're totally not willing to compromise, to try to talk it out with you, do not, absolutely do not beg them. Do not keep going up to them and saying, can we talk? Can we talk? Can we talk? Do not do that, because you're showing weakness, and that's what they want. You want to show them that, you know what, your form of emotional abuse with the silent treatment is not going to break me down. And when you show them that it's not working, it may stop them from doing that behavior all the time, because then they realize that it's not going to affect you and they're not going to get that control over you. So keep that in mind, you guys. The other thing is, don't threaten your partner either and say, well, if you keep this up, I'm going to leave the relationship. Don't do that unless you really intend on leaving the relationship. Never make threats, you know, like you're going to leave the relationship or you're going to do this unless you intend to. Because if you threaten the person and you don't follow through with it, they're not going to take you seriously in what you say. So keep that in mind, okay? The other thing is, there's another form of the silent treatment called stonewalling. That could be like, let's say you're in an argument and the person just cuts you off right in the middle of the argument and they walk away. They just cut you dry in the middle of the argument. Maybe you're criticizing them for something and they don't want to hear it and they just walk away. It's kind of similar to the same as, you know, if they're unhappy about, let's say you're late to the restaurant, that example I used. Or they just use passive aggressive behavior. It's all part of kind of passive aggressive behavior. They can't come out and tell you what's bothering, but they figure, you know what? I'm going to pay you back a different way. Let's say you ask them to do something, you know, around the house, and they really didn't want to do it, but they did it. And then they reluctantly, then what they do is the rest of the day, they give you the silent treatment because you asked them to do something around the house because they didn't like the fact that you asked them to do something and you bothered them or inconvenienced them. So they figure, okay, I'll do it, but I'm going to pay you back for that. All right. This is something nobody should have to deal with. It's a horrible way to live. Okay. So you need to be able to communicate and talk to that person. And if that person cannot do the same and communicate with you, then you have to show that person that they are not getting to you. If you have to be silent yourself, then you have to be silent yourself. You cannot break down and keep begging them and get angry or show emotion or show them in any way that they have control or power over you. Okay? And if you find that this person really cannot communicate with you without doing this all the time, then you really have to rethink the relationship that you're in. Is this something that you could live with? Okay. So I just had to do this because this is a very, very common thing with relationships, with couples fighting and one partner is giving the other partner the silent treatment. It's, you know, it's just as bad. Well, it's similar to, you know, physical abuse. You're hurting that person. And, you know, rather than communicating with them, they're going to, you know, pay you back a different way. But like I said, the way to handle that is to not give them the control. Do not break down and show them that you're going to beg them for them to talk to you. You're going to show them that, you know what? I tried to communicate with you, but you don't want to communicate with me. So then, you know what? You want to be silent? Be silent because you're not going to affect me. I'm going to go about my day. I'm going to do what I have to do that I do in my day, go to work, take care of my responsibilities. And you want to be silent? Then be silent. Okay. And if they keep doing it, then you could suggest couples therapy. If they're not willing to do that or you don't see a change, then you may have to leave the relationship. Okay, you guys. That's the best way, I think, to handle it when you're dealing with somebody who gives you the silent treatment. If you like my podcast, please hit the subscribe button and have a great night. Hey, everybody, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about a great company that gives you cash back for shopping. They have all the major retailers on there. Why not get cash back? It doesn't cost you anything. They have Amazon on there. You could get up to 8% back for anything that you buy. You have Walmart. They have Macy's, eBay, Hotels.com, Old Navy, Home Depot, QVC. So check out the link. It's in my podcast details. It's tinyurl.com/AskYaz cashback. Okay? So shop and get money back for anything that you buy at the major retailers. It doesn't cost you anything. So check out the link in my podcast details and have a great day.